I have Adam Schefter from ESPN on the line. He heard a rumor.
Oh, great. Tell Schefter to stick his rumor up.
Sonny.
No, well, we got rumors, all right. We got big rumors, and here to make sense of them all is Adam Schefter, our NFL insider from ESPN, presented by Bet Rivers Sportsbook. Okay, Adam, let's start with the big one out there. What are you hearing about Deshaun Watson and the Dolphins?
Yeah. Well, good morning, Mike and Stink. And Stink, my condolences on the loss of your mom.
Thank you, buddy.
Obviously, see how much she meant to you and what a great influence she was in you. And I always remember seeing your parents around, so I'm very sorry for your loss.
Thank you, buddy.
As for Deshaun Watson, basically, you know, here's the deal. The Houston Chronicle reported yesterday, and the guy who did it, John McClain, is a longtime friend of mine. He's a great reporter. So this is not questioning his report. It's not at all. I'm just trying to give you some context, which is that these talks have been going on for a while now. Like, there have been a half dozen times I've heard, hey, this is happening. Get ready for this to happen. And it hasn't happened. But now we're 12 days from the deadline, so of course there's talks. And yes, it could happen, but it could not happen. I kind of feel like it's been where it's been all along, if that makes any sense. And that's not to say the report is wrong. I'm not saying that at all. It very well may turn out to be right. But it just feels like we've been here on multiple occasions, and it might get done, but it might not. And you have three people that have to sign off on this, really. And actually a fourth, if you consider this. I mean, number one, Deshaun Watson has no trade clause. He has to prove any trade. Number two, the Texans have to be comfortable with the compensation they're getting and believe that it is not going to be any better in the offseason. And then you have the acquiring team, in this case, presumably Miami, if it were to go through, unless anybody else makes a run, which would be the fourth option, you know, another team stepping in at the last moment. And so, again, not to ride the fence, it could get done, but it could not get done. I mean, it's kind of, which takes me back. It's kind of been where it's been. Like I said, I remember hearing in training camp, this is getting done. I had Deshaun Watson's quarterback's coach, Quincy Avery, on my podcast this summer, and he said he thought Deshaun would be traded by the end of the weekend. And here we are in October, and he's still not traded. Right? So, I mean, you know, that's the fact of the matter right now.
So where does this leave Tua with Miami?
I think that's one of the questions everybody's wondering, right? Like, where is Tua on all this stuff? And look, if they're trading for Watson, it leaves Tua on the outside and leaves him looking for a new team. And there was the rumor, like, there's so much of this these days, right? So much of stuff, just people just putting things out there. So somebody puts out there yesterday, Denver and Tua. Now, maybe one day that happens. I'm not saying it won't. But it certainly doesn't seem like anything's going on with that right now. It certainly doesn't seem like anything is imminent with that right now. Could something change? Yeah, I guess it could at some point in time. But it's not there.
All right, as you look at the last about 10 years in the NFL, went back and looked at it, we've averaged about 1 to 2, sometimes a few years, 3 coaches fired mid-season. As you look at those coaches that got let go in the mid-season and the circumstances, the context that surrounded their departures, how would you put the Broncos and Vic Fangio situation right now in that mix? Does it seem familiar?
Yeah. Well, what I would say is this. You're asking the question. And people in Denver right now want heads, right? They want Vic fired. They want Pat Shurmur fired. And it just seems like, you know, the franchise has just been flat for so long that people are tired of it, and they want to see a winner. And so when they don't see a winner, they want people to pay for it with their jobs, whether that's right or wrong. You know, it doesn't change the coach that Vic Fangio is or Pat Shurmur is. It's just the reality of the NFL business. And, you know, I don't care who's the head coach, you know, whether you want to appoint Mike Munchak as the interim head coach or what. It doesn't change the fact in this overly simplistic world, you don't have a great quarterback in this league, you don't have a great chance to succeed. If we look at all the great teams in football this year, just rattle them off, okay? Tampa Bay, Tom Brady. Green Bay, Aaron Rodgers. Dallas, Dak Prescott. The Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes. The Chargers, Justin Herbert. The Bills, Josh Allen. Tell me a team, the Ravens, Lamar Jackson. Cardinals, Kyler Murray. Tell me a team that you view as a viable Super Bowl contender that doesn't have a great quarterback. Give me one right now. And so Denver can make a coaching change. Okay, fine. It doesn't change the quarterback. And that's not to denigrate Ted. Teddy's a good quarterback, but he's not in the category of those other quarterbacks right now. Just not. And so when you ask about Vic right now, how does it compare? Well, you could feel the unrest. You could feel the pressure. All those things are there. Usually when those things are there, the possibility exists. That we always know.
Yeah, there's no question. Hey, you know, as they get set tonight to take on the Cleveland Browns on Thursday Night Football, what can you tell us about Cleveland's roster as far as the injuries are concerned?
Yeah.
Because I know they lost both their starting tackles last week, didn't play.
Yeah.
And we know Case Keenum, per your report, Case Keenum's going to start instead of Baker Mayfield. So what do you know about the health of the Cleveland Browns? Yeah. Because that's what we're counting on here to get a victory.
Well, 20 guys didn't practice this week. And it was funny because we were getting ready to do Monday Night Countdown in Nashville on Monday night. I was talking to Alex Smith, and Alex Smith is like, Thursday Night Football is so hard. People don't realize. He said, and when you're banged up, it's even harder. And there might not be a team this season that has a more challenging week Thursday night game than the Cleveland Browns tonight. The Browns had 20 players who didn't practice this week. They're without their top two running backs. They're without their starting quarterback. I don't know that both their tackles are going to make it back. Odell Beckham Jr. sounds like he might not make it back. I mean, a lot of injuries for this team. And so I'm sure some of those guys will make it back, but they're a beaten-up team right now, not at full strength. And so, you know, Denver's not at full strength either. No one is. I got it. But Cleveland is really beaten up right now. So this would be the week that you'd want to get the Browns, and let's see if Denver can capitalize on that.
All right, Adam, man, we appreciate you, buddy. Thanks so much for jumping on.
Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
All right, there he goes, Adam Schefter, our NFL ESPN insider, presented by Bet Rivers Sportsbook.